Freedom comes to believers in Persia. Used materials are resourcing the global church, and the Jesus film is encouraging evangelism during Easter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Freedom, it's a tantalizing word for Christians living under Iran's oppressive Islamic regime. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says this month, a new Christian television station went on the air targeting Iran. Tippett's team is part of a partnership that's figured out ways to utilize technology in an effort to share the gospel.
We have a 13-week course that they can go through on basic discipleship, how to grow in Christ, taking them from their first steps of faith in Christ through 13 weeks of basically how to grow. It's audio, video, and text. And then they meet together in that private chat room and a virtual meeting.
Tippett adds,
it's almost like a virtual church that we're providing. So what would be happening in a church setting is what's happening in a house setting. And I become their teacher pastor, so to speak, and helping them to grow through that. And it is really an exciting development to see these new believers growing in Christ.
Next, dozens of people have been arrested challenging the presidential election results in Belarus Sunday. International observers say harassment and arrests of opposition candidates prevented a fair election. Protests continue. Through an interpreter, a top Belarusian pastor told me he's concerned about religious freedom.
All the legal system is already prepared to put a pressure on the evangelical movement, especially house churches. Church cannot have any open-air events. They cannot do evangelism outside of their church walls.
Christians refuse to comply. Russian ministry Sergei Rahuba says their next generation church leader training will go on. But what about church planning?
They are not allowed to do any public events, any public ministries. They are not allowed to go outside of their churches and provide even humanitarian help. So definitely it will affect the church growth, but we're not going to give up.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Grace Ministries International says there's a good report from Malawi, despite the hardship of a food shortage plaguing the country. One of their team members made a 10-day preaching tour this month with 8 church leaders he's discipling. On top of that, the team visited 13 villages where more than 100 people made professions of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The spiritual hunger is evident with plans in the works to plant 17 new churches. Meanwhile, between prohibitive costs and availability, there are many church leaders around the world who are ill-equipped for ministry. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they ship materials to meet that need. But the other side of the success story is,
we're really in a shortfall. We sent out over 350,000 pounds of material last year, so it's left us kind of on a slow start this year. I think the better job we do, the more people find out about it, and word of mouth, and it just grows and grows and grows.
Palmerton says that they're looking for materials to fill out pastoral libraries. They're also getting requests for Spanish literature that they can't fill.
Pray that God supplies our needs, both material as well as finances. Also, it's a great opportunity for churches nationwide to get involved and do Bible and book drives for us.
And the Jesus Film Project is encouraging Christians to reach the lost with the gospel this Easter. Since stories have always been the best way to convey an important message, the Story of Jesus for Children DVD will tell the gospel story that young and old alike can understand. DVDs are available in 2 versions. Each one contains English and 7 other languages, allowing you to share the gospel with people in their mother tongue. Go to our website for information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email updates absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you pray more effectively. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.